Time for Behind the Bench, our weekly look at the Buffalo Sabres with reporter Bill Hoppe. I'm Omar Fatu. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Omar.
Sabres have lost three straight games since we last spoke. The last one was a 5-4 overtime loss Tuesday night in Pittsburgh. It was an entertaining game, lots of goals. The Sabres had a 3-1 lead at one point, but they couldn't close it out.
Yes, they certainly couldn't. And for me, it was a game that illustrated that with all these changes and coaching and personnel, that really in the last year or so, very little has changed with the Sabres. That was a game, like the last time they played in Pittsburgh, they got out to an early lead, a big lead, and they frittered it away. And you could feel it coming that just Pittsburgh was going to come. And a lot of that's normal because Pittsburgh's the best hockey team in the world. But being in the locker room Tuesday night after the game, it sounded like the locker room last time the Sabres were in Pittsburgh. It sounded like games from last year, how they talked about how they got up and they stopped playing the way that made them successful. They sat on the lead. They didn't get after it. They let Pittsburgh take the game to them. And that was a problem under Dan Bylsma last year, and that's still a problem under Phil Housley. And right now, the Sabres, they just don't have the maturity, I think, to close out games like that. If you want to look at the game from a positive aspect, they got a point down the road against the two-time defending Stanley Cup champions. Sam Reinhart busted out of a slump. He had a goal and 3 points. Jack Eichel had his first goal in 8 games. He had an assist. He stuck up for Reinhart after he was leveled, open ice. It looked like Jack Eichel was going to have his first NHL fight. He came in, dropped the gloves on Ian Cole. Talking to the players after the game, they think something like that shows how close-knit the group is. So, yes, some good in that game, but, I mean, just another rough loss for them at the end of the day.
Well, the Sabres are tied for last place in the Eastern Conference. One statistic that stands out is that 18 games into the season, they don't yet have a single goal from a defenseman. That was supposed to be part of the package with Phil Housley, the D jumping more into the offensive play. What's gone wrong?
Well, a lot's gone wrong. First of all, they've used 10 defensemen, and when you're down to your 10th defenseman, obviously you don't have the caliber of player if you were using your regular 6 or 7 or whatever. But it is crazy to think that Phil Housley, Hall of Fame defenseman, the guy you think for rushing the puck, he scored 30 goals once. I mean, he had, 1,300 points, one of the greatest offensive defensemen in history, is in charge, and almost a quarter into the season, the Sabres don't have a goal from a defenseman. But that illustrates a lot of the problems. They haven't consistently played the way Housley wants, which is aggressively moving the puck, becoming a five-man unit, pushing the pace. They haven't gotten enough shots through. Sooner or later, a defenseman will score a goal. But, I mean, part of the problem is you have Justin Falk playing on the top pair right now, and he's done a good job subbing on the top pair. But Justin Falk is a stay-at-home defensive defenseman. He's a depth defender. He has 2 goals in his NHL career. And when one of your top defensemen is a stay-at-home defenseman who's playing almost 20 minutes a night, who's your 6th or 7th defenseman, you're not going to probably get much offense from him. Zach Bogosian, a guy who can move the puck very well, who is at a 10-goal season, who's at a 30-point season. He hasn't even played this season. So he probably would have provided some offense. So it's a lot of different factors.
Off the ice, a well-deserved honor for former Sabre Dave Andrechuk this week. He was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame. Andrechuk had a long, prolific career. He spent his first 11 seasons in Buffalo and was really one of the great power forwards in NHL history.
And I'm glad Dave Andrechuk finally got in. I liked him as a kid. You probably did too. One of the Sabres' all-time greats. I was able to cover him as a player when I was younger. And I've always sensed there wasn't enough respect for him because he didn't score pretty goals. He scored in front of the net. He scored a lot of power play goals. But at the end of the day, goals are goals. And he had remarkable longevity. But he didn't get into the Hall of Fame, in my opinion, because he stuck around. He got in the Hall of Fame because if you look at his statistics, I mean, he was a terrific player in 1983, and he was a terrific player in 2003, and he won the Stanley Cup as the Lightning's captain in 2004. He was still a very productive player then, and he had a remarkable consistency over his career that few players have ever had. And a lot of Sabres have gone into the Hall of Fame over the past several years. Housley went in 2 years ago. Hasek went in 3 years ago. But Andrechuk might be the last one for a while. I'm not sure who would be next. Maybe a case could be made for Alexander Mogilny, but I hope Sabres fans enjoyed it because he might be the last one for a while.
The Sabres have a tough stretch of 6 games in 9 days coming up, starting tomorrow night in Detroit. Bill Hoppe, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.